In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God, Amen. Abuna Bersum started with you last week, the introduction and the first chapter of the first epistle, St. Peter. Tonight, God willing, we'll meditate on the second chapter of the first epistle of St. Peter. This chapter, actually, we can divide into a couple of points, which is very important. So the first part will be our relationship with God, or our connection to the Lord. And the second part is our behavior among the community. I think all of you know English better than myself. So mostly we speak English for the sake of the majority. We have to be Democrats. But if there is something I feel that I don't understand, I need to translate it to Arabic or to speak into Arabic, I will do it. Unhesitantly. He starts with this verse, which is very important. He says, therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and all evil speaking. تراحوا كل خبث وكل مكر والرياء والحسد وكل مدامة. So, the first step towards God is to be ready to leave behind ourselves all the evil. Not to get rid of them all of a sudden, but at least to be ready to do that willingly, joyfully, and out of conviction, to be convinced that we have to leave every evil deeds. So the evil deeds, he summarized them in these four actions. So he says, laying aside. He did not say, stop. He did not say, leave right now. Look what the apostle said. He said, laying aside. Laying aside means put it aside and start to fight against. Start to have positive steps. And this is the first step of repentance. If I want really to repent, if I want to repent really from my heart, I have to know how to hate the sin, how to hate the evil. If there is something very dangerous on you, if there is something hurt you so much, what should you do? What should you do? If I know that crossing the highway is very dangerous, how do I do that? Or if I know if I cross in the red light, how do I do that? It's the sin. If I know that the sin is something dreadful, something not only dangerous, but the result of the sin is death. If I know that if I go this way, I will die, I have to be wise enough to recognize to avoid it. When we speak about the Spirit, we apply the same. Apply the same. That's why he says, therefore, laying aside all malice. You know what the meaning of malice? Malice. Yani, someone is not straightforward. In Arabic, they call it khabith. يقولوا الواد ده خبيث. يعني is not simple. Is not easy man. And he speaks opposite to what he believes inside. This is the malice. The malice is to try to hunt or trap people with your tongue while your heart is in the opposite of what you say. Not only that, but also every deceit. The same meaning, but you know the deceitful or the decisive year, yani, it is said about the fox that he is a deceitful animal. Why? Why do the people call the fox deceitful? Maybe يسموه الثعلب المكار. أقولها بالعربي دي. فاكرين ما كنتوا صغيرين يقولوا الثعلب المكار والحلة فوق النار والحاجات دي عشان يعلمونا يعني الخبص والمكر بتاع. Like the skunk. But he when the fox wants to hunt prey, sometimes he lies on the ground as if he is dead. And then the peaceful animals like a rabbit or something approach him. All of a sudden he jumps. And easily he takes his prey. He is deceitful. He's not straightforward, man. He tries exactly like the malice. So the children of God are not that. The children of God apply the verse which says, Min shatir yul. Wise. The serpents. Another verse. No, another verse. Verse. Our Lord said a verse about that. The undeceitful, the unmalice man. Huh? From? From the? Yeah, from the depth of the heart, the tongue speaks. I speak from my heart. I don't speak from my tongue. I speak from my heart. Whatever I feel, whatever is in my heart, I say. This is the simple man. This is the person who speaks from his heart, and his speech is not against his feeling in his heart. That's why he said, lay aside malice, deceit, and hypocrisy. The same. Who is the hypocrite? مين الإنسان المرائي؟ مين الإنسان المرائي؟ Who is the hypocrite? How can you describe him? How can we describe the hypocrite? Yeah. He says what he doesn't do, and he does what he doesn't say. This is a hypocrite. That's why the Lord described the Pharisees and the writers, the Ketabah, the Pharisees. He said to them, woe to you, hypocrites. الويل لكم أيها المراؤون. الويل لكم أيها المراؤون. They appear as if they are saints. Simple people. A people of God who memorize the gospel, who can even speak and teach and preach the gospel, while their lives is nothing of that. These are hypocrites. Or, if you want to win someone falsely, while he is not good, and you praise him for what he is doing, and on his back, you say the opposite on him. تلاقي واحد كده عايز تكسبه وراجل تعبان ويقول له انت عندك حق اللي انت قلته ده مظبوط 100% وكان انا لو منك كنت هقول كده اكتر من كده. بعدين يروح يقعد في قعده تانية. صراحه يعني الراجل ده زودها قوي واللي قاله ده ما كانش لازم يقوله وجرح الناس وبهدل الناس. ده انت لسه قايل ده شغل بس. ده الانسان المرائي. The hypocrite is someone who praises you while in his heart he insults you, while he judges you in his heart. But for you, just to politics, ماشي أمورك. It happens a lot in our lives, especially in our works, with the supervisor, with the principal in the school, with whatever. When I see something wrong, but I'm afraid to tell. No, the hypocrite praises the person who does that. Look, the Lord did not praise the Samaritan woman until she witnessed her sin. She confessed her sin. المسيح ما مدحش السامرية إلا ما قالت له أنا ما عنديش زوج. أنا فاهمة أني عايشة في الخطية. اللي معايا ده مش جوزي. ده مش جوزي. She confessed that she is not married. And she admitted that she lives in bad life. And this man is not her husband. That's why the Lord praised her. But before that, he did not praise her. So if we do not behave like these hypocrites, then this is a good step forward to God. آخر حاجة بقى envy. Envy. You know طبعاً envy. هنا يعني here I want to say a very important thing. Christianity does not believe in envy like what the people outside believe in. In another word, we don't have people with yellow eyes or bad eyes, or when they envy us, we will be hurt, or we will be lose something, or we will whatever. ما عندناش الحسد. الكنيسة لا تؤمن بالحسد. والإنسان المسيحي اللي يؤمن بالحسد يبقى ضد المسيح على طول. بعدين هنا envy here is a sin. But the sin of envy hurts the man who commits it or the person who commits. But it does not affect the people whom he envy. يعني when I see someone rich or very strong or very famous or whatever, I envy him for his very luxury car or very big house or very high rank position or whatever, it doesn't hurt him at all. It hurts me. It makes my heart not pure, not simple, and breaks the love to one another. Because if I say that I love God, while I do not love my brother, whom God created on my likeness, how come I become a liar? إذا كنت بقول أنا بحب ربنا, whom I don't see, لو أنا بحب ربنا وبقول بحب ربنا أنا مش شايفه وبكره أخويا ولا بحسد أخويا اللي أنا شايفه, بقى أنا كذاب. لأن إذا كنت مش هحب أخويا اللي أنا شايفه بعناية, مش ممكن أحب إيه ربنا اللي مش شايفه. If I do not love, and love here is against hatred and against envy, because I cannot envy someone whom I love. When I see someone in a very good يعني situation, I pray for him. I say, oh Lord, give him more. I'm happy for you. Congratulations. Believe, please do not believe in envy. Do not. It's a bad habit. And unfortunately, it came to us from our neighbors 14 centuries ago in Egypt. دي مش معانا, مش مننا دي. الحسد دي مش من عندنا, دي من عند النبي بتاعهم اللي عينه كسرت الحجر, اللي عين مش عارف ايه كسرت الحجر نصين والكلام الفارغ ده. We don't have that. We don't have that. We just have a sin called envy. Do not envy the others. Envy is against love. And then, and every all evil speaking your tongue. If you want to remember the dangers of the tongue, come back to Epistle of St. James. We started with St. James, and he spoke about the tongue, which is the one of the smallest organs in the body, but the most dangerous organ in the body. Because with your speech, you will be justified, and with your speech, you will be condemned. بلسانك تتبرر وبلسانك يحكم عليك. This is number one. So number one is to leave or keep aside or lay aside every bad things, every evil, every wicked deeds. Number two, this is what we call the passive. The passive is to leave. The sin is not just I commit bad things, but sometimes, or most of times, the sin is when I do not do the good things. Still a sin. If, for example, if I do not insult, if I do not swear, it's good. But if I do not pray, it's a sin. Why? Because I prevent myself from speaking and be blessed from God when I speak to Him. If I do not commit hatred or killing to the others, it's good. But if I do not love everyone, even my enemy, it's bad. So the sin is not just I do not do the bad things just on this level. No. It's also when I do not do the good things. Let us read. شوف إيه بقى. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious, you also as living stones are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it's also contained in the scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone and the stone of stumbling and the rock of offense. So you are a precious stone. He is precious stone. هو حجر حي وانت كمان حجر حي. You are a precious stone. Why? Simply because when the precious stone dwells in your heart, then your value becomes according to the precious stone in you. Right? I give you an example. If I have a wallet, and this wallet is empty, how much? $15? $20, whatever. If I put a very valuable, precious stone, حاجة مثلا خاتم سوليتير, سوليتير رينج, and I put it in the wallet, how much is the wallet now? Still $15 or $20? How much? تقولي لا المهم اللي جوه. That's okay. If you lose this wallet, will it be the same thing if this wallet was empty and you lose it? So the real value is what inside your heart. The real value is the precious stone in you, which makes you also a precious stone. شوف قيمتنا بقت ايه بقى؟ يعني احنا كده جسد من غير المسيح كده, خد بالك يا دكتور, من غير المسيح احنا يعني بني آدم هعيش شوية 100 سنة 200 سنة 50 سنة 20 سنة 30 سنة ويموت. لكن جوه في ايه؟ المسيحي بقى الروح القدس ساكن فيه, بقى ربنا ساكن فيه. قيمته بقت ايه؟ بقيمة اللي ساكن فيه. عشان كده احنا كبار. هي دي البوزيتيف ثينك. هي دي البوزيتيف. شوف يقول ايه، اذ كنتم الان اشتهوا اللبن العتيق العقلي العديم الغش كي تنمو به. Oh sorry, I missed this in English. I missed this part in English. I'm sorry. شو بيقول إيه؟ As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tested that the Lord is gracious. So we are nursed the pure milk. احنا بنشرب اللبن الايه؟ الجديد الغالي محترم ده يخلينا ننمو بقى في الرؤية. اللبن ده خلينا ننمو، هو ده المهم جدا. ده بيسموه النمو الروحي. When I'm nursed to the pure milk, then I grow. This is what we call the spiritual growth. That's why Christianity has no limits. We don't have limits in our life at all. There is no limit. We go and go and go until we reach قامت ملء المسيح, the full stages, stature of Christ. شوف بقى دي قد ايه. قامت ملء المسيح ده قد ايه. There is no limits to Christianity. You cannot say, what does the Lord need from me? Need. Or ask me to do 5 rak'at, 5 salawat every day. Okay, اعمل الركعات, مالكش حاجة عندي. You don't have anything with me. I pray to you. Today I had a visit, and then one of the ladies said, she was speaking about how come that the people ignore to come to the church or miss to come to the church early and come to the church from the outer of the church directly to the Holy Communion at the end of the liturgy. And he said, is it a little for us? Is it something a big to come early to the church to satisfy God? And said, no, you don't come to the church to satisfy God. You come to the church to be blessed and filled with the Lord. You need him. He doesn't need you. He can be, and he is living without you, and he will be to the end without you, but you cannot live without him. This is the concept of the prayer, the concept of the repentance, the concept of the spiritual life. We don't do that just to satisfy him and let us be rich and having wealth and health. No, we need to speak to him. We need him. We are blessed. We come to the church not to satisfy him as we do in our jobs, to take the wages at the end of the month or the biweekly salary. No, we don't do that. We pray, we fast, we give alms, we serve, we collect the fruits of the Holy Spirit, the virtues of the Holy Spirit for ourselves, as a groom preparing for wedding. This is the concept of the commandments. تفتكر ان احنا عشان ربنا يتبسط مننا ومبسوط بقى من ان احنا لازم نيجي بدري بقى الكنيسه عشان ربنا يتبسط مننا؟ لا حبيب, انت بتيجي الكنيسه عشان مش عايز حاجه تفوت منك ولا صلوه تفوت منك. انت بتحب تقعد تحت رجلين ربنا, وعلى قد ما تقعد تاخد, وعلى قد ما تقعد على السفره وتاكل تشبع من دسم نعمة ربنا. عايز تاخد الفتات, روح خد الفتات, تحر. ناس تاخد الفتات من على الأرض, وناس تاكل من على السفرة من مائدة المسيح. هي دي الحياة الروحية. عشان كده لما بيقول take the pure milk, بيسميها إيه؟ As newborn babes desire the pure milk of the word. Pure milk of the word. Who is the word? God. The Logos. Word هنا means Logos. كلمة. كلمة الله. الرب يسوع المسيح. خد منه. ارضع من لبن الإيمان. Let us grow in spirits. And when we grow in the spirit, our love to God will integrate day by day by day by day until we come to a point that we find ourselves full of love to God. And love of God covers all our life. So we put under our feet any other bad desire. Because we are saturated, we are okay, we are full up. Yeah? The mother comes, put the table for her husband, for the children. They eat and become full. And then she said, don't you want more? No, I'm full. I can't take anything. Tap some fruits. No, even the fruits. I don't have any room in my stomach. This is the spiritual life. The spiritual life is to be filled with the work of the Holy Spirit, the activity of the Holy Spirit. Not just to take لقمه كده, bite, وخلاص. Not just a bite. من فاش كده تاخد لقمه تقول الحمد لله, شبعت. جيت كده أنا, يعني أنا حضرت نص ساعة أخ, نص ساعة في القدس, كويس قوي قوي. لا أنا جيت على الوعظة. أنا الحمد لله أنا حضرت الإنجيل. أنت حر. تحضر الإنجيل, تحضر الوعظة, تحضر قبل الوعظة وأنت حر. السفرة موجودة, عايز تأكل كل, عايز تاخد لقمة وتهيالك إن اللقمة بتكفيك, مش هتكفيك. على ما تطلع برا تكون جعت, على ما تطلع برا تكون جعت. Just a bite spiritually is not enough for you. When you come out, you will find yourself hungry. But look what the Lord said, blessed are those who are hunger and thirst to the righteousness. طوبى للجياع والعطاش إلى البر. Why? Because they will be filled, لأنهم يشبعون. جعان للبر, عطشان للبر, كل, اشرب زي ما انت عايز. You are hungry to the righteousness, you are thirst to the righteousness, eat, drink, whatever you want, until you become filled. This is the first part. The second part, we don't take all the chapter verse by verse, because if we take it verse by verse, we need at least 2-3 hours. But we put principles only. So, how to connect God is from nursing the pure milk of the word until verse 10. Till verse 10. In verse 10, he says, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. اللي كانوا زمان ناس كده عاديين, لكن دولات بقوا ايه؟ وناس الله, اولاد الله. اللي ما كانش في رحمة عندهم, دلوقتي عندهم رحمة. They were just people and now they are people of God, who did not have mercy and now they have mercy. And also every time we pray, we say, Lord, have mercy. The second part in this chapter is how to witness to God, how to submit ourselves to the society. Respect the governor. Respect the governor. One of the signs of respecting the governors Do not steal the governor and the taxes. It's one of the signs. ما تسرقش في الضرائب. ويتهيالك ان دي يعني ما انا هسرق في الضرائب واللي هيطلع لي اللي هيرجع لي من الضرائب احطه في الكنيسه. لا يا حبيبي الكنيسه مش عايزه مال مسروق. We cannot accept stolen money. One day there was, it's a story, interesting story. I read it when I was in my young age, about a rich man. And this rich man, unfortunately, was famous of any dishonesty in his business. And one day he brought some money to the church. Alms, donation. And then the treasurer refused to take it from him. And he said, he was very enraged, and he was very frustrated, and there was a fight. And then the priest came out and said, what? He said, I want to put donation in the church, and this man doesn't want to take money. And then the priest brought him aside and said, you know that the church cannot accept a money from a bad source. Because if we do that and put the false money which comes from unjust, then we share with you and you're unjust. Then the man started to weep and he said, from now on, I will be very honest. Please accept this money from me. And then you know what happened? Abuna judged to take the money, but to buy wood. You know, in the past days, we did not have stoves. They have only the brick stove and which uses the woods. And so as not to let the money comes into the church. So they bought the wood to be burnt in the urban room outside the church. And he said, I will accept it from you just this time. When you repent, your money will come into the church. يعني أبونا عشان يلاقي كومبرومايز كده خد منه الفلوس بس قال هنشتري بيها خشب اللي بيولعوا بيه الفران زمان فرن الأربان برا. شوف قد إيه قد إيه الكنيسة. Another story, a sinner woman repented from all her heart, and then the priest said to her, did you repent? I want to start a new life. She says, yes. Then he said, go home and bring all your clothes, all your jewelries, everything you have from the sin. She brought it, and in the park of the church outside, they put a big hofre. Pita. And they put it and blast it in fire under her eyes. He said, this money is the wage of a sinful deeds. We cannot accept it in the church. So they burnt all the jewelry and clothes, and she started their life. So there is no mixing between bad and good at all. There is no mixture between evil and righteousness. We cannot do that. That's why here, if I want to be honest, I have to be submitting myself in my life, very honest in doing even the materials of the world. Pay the tax honestly. Do not escape from paying tax. Even if you put the difference in the church doesn't want to take it from you. Give whatever to God whatever of Caesar to Caesar. This is number one. Number two and last point tonight, be faithful in your service. Be faithful in your service. Verse 18, you old servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. You know, in this time, at that time, there was the slavery in the muscle. And some slaves or servants believed in Jesus Christ, while their masters still not believing, either Jews or even non-religion or pagan or idol worshippers. So here, St. Peter asks the servants to obey their masters, even after their conversion into Christianity. He said, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. For this is commendable if because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? If you are uncovered while are cheating in the exams, it's not a persecution. It's not a suffering from God. You pay your mistake. طبعا لو أنا اتمسكت وأنا بغش ولا أقول الامتحان أقول بس عشان خاطر المسيح، لا حبيبي من مال المسيح ومال الكلام ده، ما أنت غشيت. طب أنت غشيت وظبطك كنت بتغش. فhere he says to the servants, if you do something wrong and your masters punish you, do not take it as if you are Christians and they are not Christians. يعني هنا ما فيش يعني الconfusion ده، مش عايز هو، he doesn't want this confusion. But have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is what we need, is to come back to our real chief and overseer. Who is the overseer of us? He is God. Why? Because he sees. Oversee means we see, but he is the overseer. Overseer, yani he looks at the depth of my heart and knows exactly the thoughts of my mind and the feeling of my heart. He knows them even without saying, even without being clear to the others or seen to the others. يقول كنتم كخراف ضالة ولكنكم رجعتم إلى راعيكم وأسقف نفوسكم. You were like a lost sheep, but now you come back to your shepherd, the overseer of your souls. He is the overseer of my soul. يعني هو شايف. He sees the depth of my heart. If you know that the Lord sees the depth of your heart, I'm sure that you will be ready every time to purify your heart. مش كده ولا ايه؟ يعني just an example, small example to conclude our speech tonight. لو حد من حبايبك كده قال لك ايه، انا جاي ازورك دلوقتي على طول نص ساعه دلوقتي واكون عندك، استنى بس، بيحصل معايا كتير اجي ازور واحد بقى يقول لي طب ادينا بس ساعه يا ابونا، حاضر بس ساعه بس اعمل حاجه كده ورايا ساعه، هو بقى بيقول ايه، يقول لك البيت مبهدل ومطبق ومش عارف ايه، معقول ابونا يخش يلاقي البيت بالطريقه دي؟ يقلب البيت بقى هو ومراته بقى يوطبوا البيت وينظفوا البيت ويجهزوا البيت، وبعدين يقول لابونا I'm ready come. If I want to visit someone, and he says, okay, give me 1 hour, just 1 hour, Abuna. And at this hour, he cleansed his house and keep tidy out, clean out, and prepare out. Abuna is coming. Jesus is coming to your heart. What would you do? Jesus is your heart. Cleanse your heart all time. Be ready to his dwelling. Be ready that he, be aware that he oversees you. He is the overseer of us. Overseer here, يعني overseer هنا بتترجم بأسقف. عارف يعني أسقف؟ عشان بيشوف من فوق. على الأسقف كده. أه بجد؟ سموها كده. أسقف يعني بيبص من فوق. The translation of the word bishop is overseer. He sees from over. عشان كده يعني the highest rank in any bishopric is the bishop. And the highest rank of the whole church is the bishop of bishops. يعني the bishop is overseer his bishopric. And the bishop of bishops, who is the pope or the patriarch, is the overseer over the overseers. So he is the bishop of the bishops. أسقف الأسقفة, or the chief of the bishops. So the overseer of every one of us is really our Lord Jesus Christ. And he is the good shepherd who takes care for you day and night. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Any question? Thank you. Any question? No questions has two meanings. Either we did not understand any, or we don't have any question really. I take the second one. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Make us worthy to pray to you thankfully, our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, who now in the kingdom, the power, the glory, now and forever. Amen.